The wash up things to Godding's Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer on K-Rock 955. Cracking game of football yesterday out at Leopold Community Bank Oval. It was round 15 of the GFL season, 1v2. And the one, Leopold, got the chocolates over the two. St Mary's won 17-70. The coach of Leopold, Guy Morfitt, good enough to join us on the wash up. Guy, firstly, congratulations on the win. Pressing matters, though, you had some injuries out of the clash, and we've been reporting this morning that Darcy Keister had a suspected broken ankle, but I believe there's an update on that, and it might not necessarily be an ankle.
Yeah, there is, Kenny. No, it is looking like it's actually above his ankle, so he's got a grade one fracture to his fibula. So at this stage, we're not exactly sure the longevity of that and what that means for his season, but it is a fracture, and it's pretty disappointing for Darcy.
Does it require surgery, Guy?
Look, we're not sure yet. He's going to go in for some follow-up scans and assessments, I think, today or tomorrow. So they'll have a look at it and assess whether the bone's actually in alignment or whether it does need surgery. I'm thinking at this stage it won't, but he'll have to obviously get some further opinion and testing done on it.
Fingers crossed for the best, and hopefully you might get him back if you can make a very deep run into September. But let's talk the positives. And you found yourselves 9 points down at quarter time yesterday. And I think the word you used after the game yesterday, you just probably not flat, but just a bit reactive to what St Mary's were doing. What happened in the second quarter for you to bang on 7-1?
Yeah, I think, look, the thing is, and I'm just reflecting on it too, you know, like St Mary's are a good side, and they certainly came to play in that first quarter, and I think our guys were actually really good. You know, we weathered the storm early. We knew that it was going to be a contested game of football, and they really bought it early. So, but our second quarters, the results of show have been very good throughout the whole season. And once we sort of our guys really got our hands on it in the midfield, we just sort of. We pushed away, so it was a credit to the 18 boys on the field that just stood up and showed a bit of leadership.
11 different goal kickers must be very pleasing as well. Shows that you can not just have to rely on, you know, two or three. You know, obviously Brandon Howth has had a wonderful year, but look, the two boys are so crucial to the way you structure up.
Yeah, they are, and you're right. It is pleasing that you can get a spread of goal kickers where we're not just reliant on sort of one key forward. We're spreading the load, and that's the great thing about this group at the moment is that everyone's, when they have to, is prepared to put their hand up and chip in for the team. So it is very pleasing that we can throw some different configurations around and still get the results up forward.
You brought in Billy Smets and Tom Ruggles returned to the club straight off AFL list. But if we were talking about one of the great recruits of the year, he snuck under the radar, is Tom Gordon. Everybody you talk to around the competition talks about how much of an impact he's had across halfback for you.
Yeah, look, he's a good player. And I think it's sort of, look, it's no surprise to us. Obviously, when you go and recruit players, you do a lot of homework on them and you know what you're sort of getting. And a lot of people wouldn't have known who Tom Gordon was before he came in. He'd played sort of 6 or 7 years at Port Melbourne VFL. So he's an experienced player. He knows what he's doing down back. And, he has. He's got an extremely good head on his shoulders. He's very composed when he has the football, and he's a very good leader. So he's just one of probably 6 or 7 down in the back line at the moment that are playing a very vital role for our team.
Double chance locked away. Minor premiership should just about be yours next week if you can get over the top of Lara, which many expect that you will do. Does your focus change in the way you treat the next few weeks?
Not really. I don't think it will change in the sense that we've still got 3 home and away games to go yet until what we call our new season starts in final football. And look, I know that sounds like a cliche, but we've still got 3 games of home and away football to go yet. We've got Lara and we've got Grovedale, who will be a tough test, and then obviously Colac at home. So we're still very mindful of we've still got some work to do internally with our game style and just making sure that the guys are fully prepared and ready for our attack come finals time. So, the challenge still lies ahead of us.
Absolutely. Guy, great to catch up with you. Well done on the win yesterday. Obviously disappointing with Darcy Keith. Fingers crossed it's not too serious and we do see him running around again at some stage in September, and that can play a role in you guys pushing towards a second flag in 3 years. Great to talk to you. Well done on the win, and look forward to catching you in the run to September.
No worries. Thanks, Kingy.